Welcome to another edition of Jeep in Motion, the feature dedicated to highlighting developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program. Today we focus on rehabilitative work at the Sligoville Mini Stadium in St. Catherine. The Sligoville Mini Stadium in St. Catherine is equipped for football, cricket, track and field, and other sporting activities. Though residents have enjoyed using the facility over the years, there was one major setback.
It was deteriorating rapidly. There was a lot of rotting and the fencing and the lighting as well. Some aspect of the lighting as well. We found that over time there some rotting at the posts and some of them fell down and all of that.
Acting Superintendent of Roads and Works at the St. Catherine Parish Council, Everton Ricketts. Through financing from the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, to the tune of $10 million, rehabilitative work was conducted under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP.
The scope of works include refurbishing the bathroom, the stand, putting in a driveway from the entrance to the building, perimeter fencing, and rehabilitation of perimeter fencing, general painting of the area, installation of a pump and some tanks, and I think some work was done on some aspect of the grounds. But the main emphasis was rehabilitation of the general building.
A solar water pump has been installed, which will reduce the energy bill at the mini stadium. The work, which got underway in July, is now complete and the facility is up and running. More than 60 persons received employment during the life of the project.
It included painters, carpenters, roadwork as it relates to paving and labour component. So it involved many facets of work, which the labour component would come from them.
Sports Minister and a Member of Parliament for North Central St. Catherine, Natalie Nita Headley, is welcoming the repair work. She says it is expected that the facility's management will be turned over to the G.C. Foster College in the near future.
I'm excited that we were able to, through the Tourism Enhancement Fund and the JEEP program, we were able to effect well-needed repairs to the Sligoville Mini Stadium, some areas that we would have wanted to have addressed for quite some time. And I believe we have gotten value for money there. There is still the need for some upgrading work to be done to the field itself. But as it is now, I believe it is in good shape for us to turn over to the college and for them to utilize it for the furtherance of sport development. Certainly it's become far more attractive to anyone now who would like to rent it for any activity. I'm pleased to see that it's no longer going to be seen as a white elephant. It's a beautiful facility and it really needs to be utilized for the betterment and the development.
Minister with responsibility for sports, Natalie Nita Headley. JEEP is one of the government's strategies to counter chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in lower socioeconomic groups. JEEP also provides employment for persons with special needs, as well as those with low skill levels. The Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, is now in its third phase, and already over 44,000 Jamaicans have received employment under the initiative. That's it for today's edition of Jeep in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, Jeep. There are adequate supplies of paracetamol to treat the chikungunya virus in Jamaica's public health system. The medication is available free of cost. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track Team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, or the government give the schoolers for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Plus GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense, done.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.